ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. And all these verses, mantras, in the section, repeatedly present the nature of the reality only. So that after going through this portion, we should not be left with any doubt about the nature of the Atma, which is nature of one's own self. What I am must become very clear. And here Upanishad repeatedly presents the same teaching, and for which we saw the reason yesterday. Because the reason given was this fact which is taught, which is revealed in the Upanishad, does not remain ascertained, does not remain rooted in the mind. Even for the learned people. Because they are Raju Anruja Buddhayaha. Where people are Anruja Buddhayaha means what? People who are not of absolutely clear understanding. Who are not straight in their minds. Anraja Buddhayaha. In spite of being revealed by the Veda Shastram, in spite of being arrived at the fact through the Veda Shastram, through logic, supporting the Shastram, and through one's own experience also, when the Shastra is, subject matter of the Shastra is unfolded, using all the prakriyas, drik drishyaveka prakriya, avasthatraya prakriya, panchakosha prakriya, using all these prakriyas, when the nature of the reality is unfolded, and then the teaching does not connect our reasoning, therefore, through our own experience, and the logic supporting this, Veda Shastram, then there's the Shastra Pramanam, and also the Shastra Pramanam. This knowledge of the oneness of the Atma does take place. Atma Ekatva Vijnanam Pramana Upapannam Bhavati. The knowledge of the oneness of the Atma becomes arrived at through the Shastram. But still, and the same teaching is what now? Asakrata Uchyamanam. It's also repeated many times. Not once it is said. Asakrata Uchyamanam api. This teaching is repeatedly said, given. Still, sometimes the understanding becomes shaken for the people who are of wrong knowledge. People who are given to the misconceptions of other schools of thought. Why? And I listen here, other schools, people of other schools of thought, they say this. So I understand here, still my doubt comes for me. Why? Other people are saying this. And other people who are saying something different from what the Shastra says. And they say what they say based on their logic only following the logic, based on the logic, based on their own perceptions, and they present their conclusions, and being given to the conclusions also, having heard the Shastram also, No, still the understanding they have through the Shastram becomes shaken. Therefore, Upanishad, without any hesitation, repeats the teaching. This is what Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada said in his introduction. And we saw here in the ninth mantra, Atma, what is Atma? Let me make it very clear again. This abstract, formless reality, subtlest reality. And this reality is of the nature of knowing. I am repeating this because very important. Jnana Swarupaha Atma. Jnana Swarupaha Atma, Jnana Swarupam Brahma. This reality implied by the term Atma is of the nature of knowing. And this reality has to be first stumbled upon. Reality has to be first arrived at only in terms of its nature of knowing. Jnana Swarupenaiva Atma Avagantavyaha. How are you going to arrive at the Atma? How are you going to understand what the reality is? What is the means? What is the method? Upanishads makes it very clear. Reality has to be arrived at, understood only as the subject of knowledge. Which means reality has to be understood only as a swarupam of the knower. Again, arriving at the reality as swarupam of the knower means what? Arriving at the reality in terms of its nature of knowing. And reality is of the nature of knowing. So knowingness is what? Swarupam of the Atma. Knowing is swarupam of the Atma. Why do you say swarupam? Because knowing is not an action. Like eating, drinking, sleeping, walking, etc. are actions. Will involved actions. Whereas knowing is not an action. It is the very nature. Just as illumining is not an action, it is the very nature of the sun. Burning is not an action, very nature of the fire. So your knowing is swarupam of the reality. Because reality is formless, abstract. We cannot do any word to describe how the reality is. And reality is not an object to be perceived through sense organs. Reality is not a subtle object to be conceived through the thought, my understanding, mind. No. Reality is not an object of knowledge. Not object of perception, not object of description. Reality is that because of which perception is possible, description is possible, conceiving is possible, understanding is possible. So reality, the only way you can arrive at the reality is what? That which is of the nature of knowing, that which obtains in all three states of mind. Three states of experiences, unchangingly, unchangeably, invariably, that which is present and that which is of the nature of knowing is reality. So, janati iti jnanam. That is why the reality is implied by all these words, jnanam, chaitanyam, etc. Chitihi. So, jnanam. And this reality, which is arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing, as the swarupa of the knower, is of the nature of all pervasiveness, therefore implied by the term Atma. And the same reality is of the nature of limitlessness, therefore implied by the term Brahma. And it is the reality, the only reality of the entirety of the cosmos. So Shastram says the only reality, only truth of the entirety of the cosmos jagat is available for recognition in one's own mind for every individual as the swarupam of the knower, as one's own self, as the very content of I. Which means I should refer to, I does refer to the knower, not the known, and that knower referred to by the I is nothing but abstract, formless reality. Consciousness, pure knowledge, pure awareness. And how many realities are there? How many consciousnesses are there? The very question is wrong. Because we can't make it a plural word. Consciousness, pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness. Three words we are using. But this pure awareness is only reality. Pure consciousness is the only reality. Therefore, it is, how is it? All pervasive means it is undivided, indivisible, partless, whole. Therefore, the reality being one, undivided, indivisible, partless, whole, it is like the space. The space, the only space, how is there inside and outside of all the enclosures, accommodating all the enclosures, without being limited by the enclosures, limited by the peripheries of the enclosing boundaries. How space is. So also, this reality, which is of the nature of consciousness, pure knowledge, is also one, all pervasive, obtaining inside and outside of all the living, non-living, mobile, immobile beings, accommodating all of them. Lending existence to all of them. This reality is as Atma. So though there seems to be many knowers, experiences, there seems to be, really speaking, there's only knower. There's no knower at all other than the Atma. There's no experiencer at all other than the Atma. The minds, the manifesting media are many. The physical bodies having the minds are many. Therefore, the manifestations are many. Therefore, there seems to be many knowers. Really speaking, the only knower is Atma. And is Atma, therefore, Atmas are not many. There are not many Atmas. What is there is only Atma, only knower. Obtaining in all the known minds, known states of minds. Obtaining in all the countless number of upadis. Therefore, Atma is the absolute locus in which everything enjoys existence. All the minds, all the physical forms, all the functions, everything, the entirety of the universe enjoys its existence in the Atma. So, such Atma which accommodates the whole Jagat, which is the locus of the entire Jagat, is not located, does not have a given location. Though Atma is available for recognition in the minds of for every individual as one's own self. So Atma has no specific location because everything is in the Atma. అనాధారః, జగతః ఆధారః ఆత్మా. జగతః ఆధారః ఆత్మా. ఆత్మా హ్యాస్ నో ఆధార, ఆత్మా హ్యాస్ నో లొకేషన్, ఆత్మా హ్యాస్ నో సపోర్ట్, ఆత్మా ఇన్ ద సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ సెల్ఫ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. సో ఆత్మా ఇస్ వన్ ఇండివిజిబుల్ పార్ట్లెస్ హోల్. దిస్ ఈస్ ది ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఈస్ రిపీటెడ్లీ ఎంఫాటికలీ ప్రెసెంటెడ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ దీస్ మంత్రాస్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ 9th మంత్ర, అండ్ ఫార్ విచ్ ఉపనిషత్ గివ్స్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఆఫ్ అగ్నిహి. అగ్నిహి ద సటిల్ ఫైర్ ఈజ్ యాక్చువల్లీ, ఈవెన్ దో అగ్నిహి ఈజ్ సెట్ టు బి ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ సీయింగ్, అగ్నిహి ఈజ్ రూపసహిత భూతం. రూపసహితం భూతం అగ్నిహి. వి ఆల్వేస్ సే అగ్ని ఫైర్ ఈస్ ది ఎలిమెంట్ అవైలబుల్ ఫార్ పర్సెప్షన్ త్రూ ఐస్, దెర్ఫోర్ వి సే ఇట్స్ హ్యాస్ అ ఫార్మ్. బట్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఇట్స్ సటిల్ ఫైర్, దట్స్ అ గ్రాస్ ఫైర్. సటిల్ ఫైర్ సూక్ష్మ అగ్నిహి, హౌ ది ఫైర్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఈస్ ఫార్మ్లెస్. ఇట్ డజంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎ గివెన్ షేప్ ఆర్ ఫార్మ్, and it is there, it is all pervading. There is no place where fire is not also. All the elements are everywhere, really speaking. All the elements are everywhere. So they, all the elements are there pervading all the objects. So also fire. So fire is all pervasive. Fire also is there everywhere. So we take all the logs of wood which can be burnt. Dahya, dahyaha vrikshaha. Dahya, dahya shaka means what? That which can be burnt is dahya. Everything here can be, is burnt here. To be, everything can be burnt here. When it gets dry, yeah, it can be burnt by fire. So specifically the logs of wood. And the logs of wood are not of the same size, not of the same types, same shapes. The logs of wood can be of different sizes, different types, different shapes and forms. One can be long, one can be short, one can be big, one can be small, like that. In all these different logs of wood also, there is Agni Tattvam. There is fire principle in all the logs of wood of various types. So, does it mean fire is there only within the logs of wood? No. Fire is there outside the logs of wood also. Fire is there inside the logs of wood also. Subtle fire, fire element. Just because fire is available, because in all the burnable, the logs of wood which can be burnt are of different size and shapes. The fire obtaining, remaining unmanifested in the logs of wood also can be mistaken to be of different sizes and different shapes. Really speaking, the fire has no form, the formless fire obtaining within and without, obtaining inside and outside of the logs of wood can be mistaken to be of different sizes, as if having the location of different logs of wood of different sizes as its place. No, the logs of wood where the fire remains dormant, latent, unmanifested can be mistaken to be the locations of the fire. And the fire can be mistaken to be of different size and different forms. Really speaking, fire is one, fire has no form, form fire is one, formless. Fire is there in all the different logs of wood of different sizes and forms, shapes. Fire is outside of the logs of wood also, but invisible. In the same way, Atma, what is Atma? This abstract, inexplicably subtlest reality, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, also of the nature of pure knowledge, consciousness, is the absolutely accommodative, being all pervasive, absolutely all pervasive, absolutely accommodative, is one indivisible, undivided whole, is there everywhere, pervading everything. It's inside and outside of all the beings, all the bodies, of all the minds of all the beings. So in keeping with the form or the shape, in keeping with the form of a given living being, in keeping with the form of a given object, given thing, Atma also assume, is there assuming that form. But Atma by itself has no form. The formless reality Atma is there assuming the form of a given being, given body of a given living being. In mosquito body, there is Atma. In ant's body, there is Atma. In elephant's body, there is Atma. Cow's body, there is Atma. Monkey's body, there is Atma. In a bird's body, there is Atma. Outside all human beings' body, also Atma is there. Outside of all these living beings' bodies, also Atma is there. Where Atma is one indivisible, undivided, partless whole. And the only Atma pervading all the beings, all pervasive Atma is there, assuming the respective form of a respective body of a respective creature. Though absolutely it is formless. This is a fact. In fact, some other Upanishad Bhashma, it is very clearly said, when you pour water in a container, water has no specific shape. You pour in a round container, water looks, seems to be having a round form. You pour in a rectangular container, it seems to be having a rectangular form. You pour any liquid into a square container, the water also seems to be having a square form. It is just appearance. Actually, water has no form. Similarly, here, this abstract reality, consciousness, a completely formless reality, seems to be assuming the forms of the bodies of beings it pervades. So, Atma is not located in only in the mind. Our mind is at the location where Atma is placed. No. Mind is the place where Atma is available for recognition through its manifestation. So we go to the mind only to arrive at what that all-pervasive Atma is. That's why it's called Garbhagriha. Mind is like a Garbhagriha. Any temple, any Garbhagriha, sanctum, sanctorum in any temple is actually symbol of the Antahkaranam only, mind. That is where reality is available for recognition for. It's a no location, non-locatable. It is the locus of all the beings. And it is one. This fact is said here. Okay, now let's go to the text. Yatha ekaha agnihi భువనం ప్రవిష్టః రూపం రూపం ప్రతి ప్రతిరూపః బభూవ. జస్ట్ యాజ్ వన్ ఫైర్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ అప్టైనింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్, ఎంటరింగ్ ఇన్ టు దిస్ యూనివర్స్ ఎస్ అ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద యూనివర్స్, ఇన్ కీపింగ్ విత్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఇట్ అస్యూమ్ ఇట్ 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 అప్టైన్స్ ఇన్ రూపం రూపం ప్రతి ఇన్ వాట్ ఇన్ కీపింగ్ విత్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఇట్ అప్టైన్స్ ప్రతిరూప బభూవ సిమ్స్ టు బి హ్యావింగ్ ది ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ దట్ గివెన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ గివెన్ లాగ్ ఆఫ్ ఫుడ్ ఎక్సెట్రా. It means seems to be having various forms, but it has no, doesn't have any form. Tatha, similarly, ekaha sarvabhuta antaratma, the only innermost essence self of all the beings also, rupam rupam prati, rupam rupam prati. In keeping with the various forms of various bodies of various beings, appears to have many forms, pratirupaha. Really speaking, this Atma is not only within the physical body. Atma being all pervasive, Atma is everywhere outside of the bodies also. బహిహి చ మంత్రా సేస్ బహిహి చ ఆత్మా న కేవలం అంతః అస్తి, నాట్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్సైడ్ ఆఫ్ ది బాడీస్, ఆత్మా ఇస్ అవుట్ సైడ్ ఆఫ్ ది బాడీస్ ఆల్సో, అవుట్ సైడ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫార్మ్స్ ఆల్సో. అండ్ అవుట్ సైడ్ ఆఫ్ ది బాడీస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ మేనిఫెస్ట్, దేర్ ఇస్ నో మేనిఫెస్టేషన్, దెర్ఫోర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాన్ రికగ్నిసబుల్. ఇన్ నాన్ లివింగ్ థింగ్స్ it is there in and through pervading the non living beings, it is not manifested, therefore non recognizable. But inside the physical body, atma is in the body, every cell, every all pervades. Atlast means what? Pervades the whole being. Even though atma is there very much in the body, sense organs, organs of action, everything atma is pervading, but still only in antakaranam is available for recognition. That is where there is manifestation of Atma is. So in subtle body, in keeping with the level of the subtle body, the manifestations also differ in keeping the level of subtle body. And mind, human mind is the most exalted stuff, because that is where the highest form of manifestation of consciousness is there in terms of knowledge of self-existence. Therefore, mind is said to be, mind is already recognized, is taken to be the place of recognition of the Atma. But Atma is not located in the mind. Atma is all pervasive. We saw yesterday also, just as all the enclosures stand in space, do not divide the space, one space. Space does not become really many, does not become divided by these enclosures which stand in space, remain in space. Similarly, all these so-called enclosures, body enclosures, man enclosures, all these forms which enjoy their existence in the Atma cannot, do not divide the Atma. Atma does not become many, indivisible, undivided, partless whole. Okay. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Let us see the bhashyam now. Agnihi agniryathaika eva agniryathaika eva agnihi yatha ekaha eva. I am first reading without breaking the sandhi. అగ్నిర్యథైక ఏవ అగ్నిహి యథా ఏకః ఏవ. జస్ట్ యాజ్ ఫైర్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఈజ్ one alone. There's one fire principle, Agnihi Yatha Yekaha Eva. And this one fire principle alone, how is it? Prakasha Atma. Here, Prakasha Atma means what? Prakasha Swarupaha. Prakasha Atma means Prakasha Swarupaha. Prakasha Swarupaha means this one fire principle, which is of the nature of light, which is of the nature of brilliance, which is of the nature of effulgence, light. Why? Being luminous, being brilliant, being effulgent is not an action on the part of the fire. It is the very nature of the fire. That is how fire can be. So fire is of the nature of light. Self-effulgence. Fire is of the nature of self-effulgence, self-revealing. So Agnihi Yatha Agnihi Ekaha Eva Prakasha Atma. Prakasha Atma Sun. Sun means being, remaining. The only principle, fire principle. What do you mean? The one fire principle, which is of the nature of self-effulgence, that's the meaning. Okay. Now, what does the fire do? Fire is there as a part of the universe. Being part of the universe, I said to me what? The fire here remains as the one entered into the universe, as part of the universe. And what is the word for universe here? Bhuvan, world here, Bhuvanam. Bhuvanam means the universe, Bhuvanam also means the world. Chaturdasha Bhuvanani, 14 worlds, we say. So the fire principle, which has entered into this world, is what Bhuvanam Pravishtaha Asti. Bhuvanam Pravishtasan. This fire principle is here, as has entered into the world. Why Bhuvanam is called Bhuvanam? Please let us understand. Here Shankara Bhagavatpada deviates. He explains the word Bhuvanam. He does not talk about the Atma first. Why the world is called Bhuvanam? There's so many words to mean the world. Lokaha, world. Bhuvanam, world. Why the word world is used to mean the world? Is any explanation English? Maybe people who know Greek and Latin, they may explain. If they know English also, they can say why the word world is used to mean the world. But we do not know. We only know the word world means world. World is a word, okay, and which means the world. We don't know explanation what is here. Bhuvanam. Why the world is called Bhuvanam? Shankara Bhagavatpada explains. Bhavanti asmin bhutani iti bhuvanam. Bhuvanamayam lokaha. Bhuvanam is equal to lokaha, world. And why the lokaha, the world, is said to be bhuvanam? Because asmin bhutani bhavanti. Bhavanti bhutani asmin iti bhuvanam. Asmin bhutani bhavanti iti bhuvanam. That in which all the beings are. That in which all the beings reside. That in which all the beings reside is called Bhuvanam. Bhutani asmin bhavanti iti bhuvanam. What is I am Lokaha? So this fire principle, which is of the nature of self-effulgence, is here in this world as part of the world, where all the living beings, all the beings reside, live. All the living beings also reside, not just the non-living beings, but specifically living beings live. Okay. Now let me go out of the track. Why the world is called Lokaha? It is not said here, I'm telling you. Lokyate iti Lokaha. That which is seen, known is Lokaha. So the world always comes under the category of the known only. Drishyatvat Lokaha. Lokyate iti Lokaha. We mean the world can never become the knower. The world always will be under the category of the known only. Because it comes under the category of the known only, the world is always of the nature of inertness, and the world is a material, inert material product. It's always a nature of inertness. Therefore, anything and everything known is part of the world only. The knower alone is distinct from the entirety of the known world. Entirety of the world comes under the category of the known, in which all the living beings live. Therefore, it is called Bhuvanam. And this world, which comes under the category of the known, is always of the nature of inertness. It does not have consciousness of its own sentiency, of its own existence, of its own life, of its own. So this Lokaha, okay, which is known, which is also Bhuvanam, a place where all the living beings reside, live. And this is dependent on the knower for its existence. And the knower is distinct. The knower is Atma. Anyway, now we come back to the class. To the text, we have Shankara Bhagavatpada himself deviated explaining the word Bhuvanam. So I have to explain this. Now, tam imam pravishtaha. This fire, fire principle, which is of the nature of light, entered into this world as part of the world, obtaining here, anupravishtaha. So, pravishtaha means remaining as part of the world. One of the beings of the world, one of the elements of the world, anupravishtaha, having entered into, as the one entered into rupam, rupam prati, various forms. Rupam, rupam prati means what? Rupam, rupam prati anupravishtaha. This fire, one fire principle, as the one was entered into various forms. The prati actually means to. Entered into various forms. What are the forms the fire has entered into? What are the forms in which the fire obtains? A fire principle is there everywhere. Subtle fire principle is there everywhere. But it is there specifically where in various logs, various forms of logs of wood of various sizes. Daru adishu. Daru means log of wood. Daruhu means a log of wood. Daru adishu. Rupam rupam prati pravishtaha anupravishtaha asti. The fire principle remains at the one has entered into the various forms such as logs of wood of various sizes and shapes. Darvadi dahyabedam prati. Rupam rupam prati is the word for you form, find you find in the mantra. Rupam rupam prati is equal to what is the meaning? Darvadi dahyabedam prati. Rupam rupam prati is equal to darvadi dahyabedam prati. The one fire principle has entered into the various forms such as logs of wood of different sizes and shapes. Have you entered into various forms such as logs of wood of different sizes and shapes which can be burned? Daru adi dahyabedam. Dahya is a potential passive participle. That which can be burned is dahya. Darvadi dahyaha means what? The logs of woods etc. which can be burned. And beda means darvadi dahya bedam prati anupravishtaha. Iti attaha. The fire has entered into various forms such as logs of wood etc. which can be burnt, which are of different sizes and shapes or forms. Already explained, the log of wood need not be of the same size. One can be long, short and big and small, etc. In all of them, fire is. That doesn't mean just because fire obtains in all these various logs of wood, fires are many. Logs of wood are many. Is we can't say fire is fires are many. There's only one fire. Ekaha agnihi. Ekaha agnihi. But now obtains in different logs of wood which can be burned and which are of various sizes and shapes. Therefore, in keeping with the number of logs of wood, can we say Agni also has so many number of forms? So many forms? No. Agni has no, formless Agni is not many, one. And just because available in the logs of woods, where it can manifest itself, when the log of wood is burnt, the fire becomes manifested. Therefore, can we say that the fire is located in the log of wood? No. No log of wood is the location of the fire. Fire is not only in the log of wood, where it can become manifested. When the wood is burnt, it is outside of the wood also. One fire principle is there inside and outside of all the logs of wood, formlessly. But assuming the forms of countless number of or various log forms of logs of wood of various sizes. Okay. So, ரூபம் ரூபம் பிரதி அனுப்பிரவிஷ்டஹா மீன்ஸ் வாட், தாரு ஆதி தாஹ்யபேதம் பிரதி அனுப்பிரவிஷ்டஹா இத்யர்த்தஹா. பிரதிரூபா, பிரதிரூபா மீன்ஸ் வாட், அஸ்யூமிங் வேரியஸ் ஃபார்ம்ஸ். தத்ர தத்ர பிரதிரூபவான், தத்ர தத்ர பிரதிரூபவான் மீன்ஸ் வாட், தி ஃபயர் அப்டெய்னிங் இன் டிஃபரண்ட் பர்னபிள் லாக்ஸ் ஆஃப் வுட் ஆஃப் வேரியஸ் சைசஸ் seems to assumed the forms of the logs of wood. Pratirupavan means what? In keeping with the size of the wood, log of wood, shape of the log of wood, fire also is there assuming the form of that log of wood. It's only seeming form, not real form. Dahyabedena. Dahyabedena means in keeping with the different form of the log of wood which can be burnt. Dahyabedena means in keeping with the difference in the log of the form and size of the log of wood. Fire also seems to have become many. Assuming their respect, assuming the forms where it obtains. Bahuvidaha babhova. It's only seeming, plurality. Really speaking, fire does not become many. Fire cannot become many. Fire has no location. Fire pervades inside and outside of the logs of wood. The log of wood happens to, any log of wood happens to be the manifesting medium. It's available for our sight when it burns. It is not burn, it's not burning, it's simply there. Non-recognizably. Outside of the wood also fire is there, invisibly. One fire. But how, what do we think? One fire, it is possible for us to think there are many logs of wood. In every log of wood, fire is. And outside of the wood, there is no fire. Inside the wood, there is fire. And the fire is located in many locations, many woods. So many woods are, the logs of wood are the locations of the fire. And the fire has various forms. It is possible for us to think, actually speaking, fire is one, formless. So, ekaha eva. The water example becomes easier for you to understand. The fire poured into, the water poured into the ground container assumes the round form. Poured into the square container assumes the square form. Actually, water has no form. No shape. Similarly here, the fire, the formless fire, obtaining in different form, the logs of wood of different size and shapes, assumes different, seemingly assumes different size and shapes, different forms. Therefore what? It seems to be many. Dahyabedena bahuvidaha babhuva. So this plurality of is only appearance, not real. Really, there's no plurality. Okay. Ekaha eva tatha. Are you all following? Is it clear? Ekaha eva tatha. Tatha, similarly, ekaha eva. சர்வபூத அந்தராத்மா, ஏகஹ ஏவ சர்வபூத அந்தராத்மா, தி ஒன்லி ரியாலிட்டி இம்ப்ளைட் பை த டெர்ம் ஆத்மா, அப்டைனிங் ஆஸ் தி இன்னர் மோஸ்ட் செல்ஃப் ஆஃப் ஆல் த பீயிங்ஸ், సర్వేషాం భూతానాం అభ్యంతర ఆత్మ సర్వేషాం భూతానాం అభ్యంతర అభ్యంతర ఆత్మ ది ఆత్మ అబ్టైనింగ్ విదిన్ ది మైండ్స్ ఆత్మ అబ్టైనింగ్ యాజ్ ద సెల్ఫ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద బీయింగ్స్ సర్వభూత అంతరాత్మ సర్వేషాం భూతానాం అభ్యంతర ఆత్మ సేమ్ మీనింగ్ The Atma, all pervasive, only abstract reality implied by the term Atma, obtaining as the innermost essence, innermost self of all the beings. That Atma, Ati Sukshmatvat, Ati Sukshmatvat, due to its extreme subtleness, Ati Sukshmatvat, because of its due to its extreme subtleness darvadishu eva just as the fire principle obtaining in logs of wood of various sizes and shapes assuming the various forms of the logs of wood this atma also due to its extreme subtleness sarva deham prati pratishtat pravishtatvat as is because of its extreme subtleness all pervasively as if it has entered into all the bodies sarva deham prati pravishtatvat as it has entered into all the bodies every body pratirupah babhova Atma also seems to have assumed the form of the body of a given being, respective being. Atma also seems to have assumed the given form of the given body of the given being. Oh, Atma has entered into mosquito body, so Atma has mosquito form. Atma entered into bee's body, Atma has assumed bee's body, bee's form. Atma has entered into cow's body, cow's, therefore Atma has assumed cow's form. Atma has entered into human body, Atma has assumed human form. So, pratirupaha babhuva, sarvadeham prati pravishtatva, as Atma, because of its extreme subtleness, being all pervasive, being obtaining inside and outside of all the bodies, Atma, obtaining within the physical bodies, seems to have assumed the form of the being, respective form of the respective body of the respective being. Therefore, Atma seems to have assumed many forms. Really speaking, pravishtatvat pratirupaha babhuva. Pratirupaha babhuva means what? Atma has become the one, Atma became the one having various forms. Really, Atma has become various. No, Atma seems to have assumed many forms. Because of its entry into all the forms. And the entry is not because, entry is not an action here. Due to its extreme subtleness, because of its all pervasiveness, it seems to have entered into all the bodies. Therefore, it appears to be having many forms. Clear? Bahihi cha, and his Atma is not only inside the body, outside of all the bodies also. How it is? Svena அவிக்ருதேன ஸ்வரூபேன ஆகாஷவத் ஆத்மா சர்வத்ர அஸ்தி. ஸ்வேன அவிக்ருதேன ஸ்வரூபேன ஆத்மா அப்டைன்ஸ் இன்சன் அவுட்சைட் ஆஃப் எவ்ரிதிங் ஆல் தி பாடிஸ் வித் இட்ஸ் ஓன் இன்ட்ரென்சிக் அன்சேஞ்சிங் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் ஆல் பர்வேசிவ்னஸ் வித் இட்ஸ் ஓன் அவிக்ருதேன வித் இட்ஸ் ஓன் அன்சேஞ்சிங் ஆல் பர்வேசிவ் நேச்சர் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் unchanging all pervasive nature like the space atma is there outside and inside of everything as all the avikritena very important avikritena swarupena vikritam means undergoing change avikritam means changelessly ஸ்வேன அவிக்ருதேன ஸ்வரூபேன ஆகாஷவத் பஹிஹி ச அஸ்தி ஆத்மா. ஆத்மா டஸ் நாட் ரிமைன் ஒன்லி வித் இன் தி பிசிக்கல் பாடிஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் நாட் தேர் ஆர் நாட் மெனி ஆத்மாஸ் தேர் ஆர் ஆத்மா டஸ் நாட் மெனி லொகேஷன் ஆல்சோ ஆத்மா இஸ் எக்ஸ்ட்ரீம்லி சட்டில் அதிசூக்மத்வாத் டியூ டு இட்ஸ் all extreme subtleness it remains pervading everything just as the fire pervades the logs of wood fire remains outside of the wood also atma remains pervading all the forms as if having entered into the various forms atma seems to have assumed the form of the body respective body of a respective being therefore atma seems to have many forms really speaking the formless atma is there outside also all pervasively with its own intrinsic unchanging nature of all pervasiveness like this space atma remains as one indivisible undivided indivisible partless whole is it clear which is not clear I will repeat and make you feel bored okay see even though the mantra we are going to see the same teaching is going to come in the next mantra also please don't think I am repeating Upanishad repeats why because the subtleness of the nature of the atma after the teaching always repeats space is the best example to understand the indivisibility undividedness partlessness and the wholeness the oneness of the atma therefore shankar bhagatpada in his commentary akashavat he concludes the bhashyam saying akashavat like this space Atma remains pervading inside and outside of everything with its own unchanging nature. All pervasiveness. Okay. Next mantra, the same teaching, this to establish, to reinforce, the same teaching, to remind us of the same teaching of the oneness of the Atma. To negate the view of many schools of thought who hold the view that atmas are many. No. There are not many realities. Reality is one. And that reality being all pervasive, in terms of its nature, all pervasive as it is implied by the term atma, then the reality is one. We are going to say finally not only one reality, only reality is there. There is no second thing other than the reality. That is the next understanding. But now reality is one. The word Atma implying the reality is one. Brahman is one. And it is indivisible, it is partless, it is whole. because so many forms, countless number of forms of countless number of bodies of countless number of beings are in and through pervaded by the Atma. Atma being available for recognition because of its manifestation, the living beings, we should not mistake Atma to be something located in these beings. Non-locatable Atma should not be mistaken as located in the living beings. And the Atma should not be mistaken for many also in keeping the number of the beings where it is available for recognition. So to really erase the wrong conclusions, wrong thing, no, misconceptions, Upanishad repeats the same teaching in the following mantra. Now, instead of talking about the fire, in this mantra, Upanishad gives the example of Vayu. Let us see here. Vayuryathaiko bhuvanam pravishto rupam rupam pratirupo babhova. Vayuryathaiko bhuvanam pravishto rupam rupam pratirupo babhova. Ekastatha sarvabhutantaratma rupam rupam pratirupo bahischa. Vayuryathaiko bhuvanam pravishto rupam rupam pratirupo babhova. Ekastatha sarvabhutantaratma rupam rupam pratirupo bahischa. Okay, very simple, understand easily. Vayuhu yatha ekaha. Yata ekaha vayuhu. How many air elements are there? There are five elements. But how many air elements are there? Air element is only one. Just as fire is one, air is one only. Yata ekaha vayuhu. Bhavanam pravishtaha. This vayu also here in this world as part of this world. One of the elements which constitute the universe. Bhuvanam pravishtaha. And this vayu also, vayu has no specific form of its own. Even though vayu can be felt, you know, but still vayu has no specific shape or form. And rupam rupam vayu also. Rupam rupam prati. Rupam rupam. Rupam rupam. Prati rupaha babhova. Vayu also became assuming various forms in keeping with the various forms it associates with, it obtains in. Yekaha, similarly here. Now you fill the balloon and balloon is vayu's vayu filling the balloon assumes the form of a balloon. And vayu filling the form of many balloon shapes, you know, that in all petrol stations you could have seen the different types of balloons. Now you can see heart-shaped balloon. And then, you know, the swastik shaped balloon and different types of balloons, different shapes of balloons. And the vayu filling the different types of balloons. One balloon looks like a heart. And some balloons are like, you know, and birthday parties, they keep now balloons with the numbers. The balloon has type of a number, 50, means 50, means that the two. You can see balloons in the form of zero and in the form of five also. And they all fill the air. What happens now? The vayu, which has entered into these different forms of balloons, in keeping with the shape of the balloon, size of the balloon, vayu also seems to assume different forms. This is what is meant by rupam, rupam, pratirupaha bhabhuva. Vayu has assumed many forms in keeping with the form, the size of the form it assumes, it is entered into. Similarly, but still Vayu is one formless. Vayu is one, it is formless. Similarly, tatha, yekaha sarvabhuta antaratma, same mantra. Yekaha sarvabhuta antaratma, the only atma obtaining in all the beings as the innermost self. Also, rupam rupam, pratirupaha cha, pratirupaha babhuva, bahihi cha. Atma also, the all-pervasive Atma, pervading the various bodies of various forms of various bodies of various beings, seems to have assumed many forms, though Atma is formless. And not only Atma is inside the bodies, bahihi cha. The only all-pervasive Atma obtains inside and outside of all the bodies. But having entered into the bodies, having pervaded the bodies, Atma seems to have assumed many forms in keeping with the number and shapes and sizes of forms. Rupam rupam pratirupaha bahishcha. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Not much explanation here. Let us see here. Vayuhu yatha yekaha ityadi. Why? Same teaching. Shankara Bhagavatpada does not explain much. You all know very well, highly intelligent, brilliant people. We need not be taught the air element is one only. And what is it? Why you do? Prana atmana deheshu anupravishtaha. One formless air. But what does it do? It has entered into the body as vital air. Not one body, in all the bodies of all the living beings, in all the bodies, into the bodies of all the living beings of all categories. The air element alone has entered as the vital air. Why it's called vital air? Because when the Vayu resides in the living being's body, it is involved in the functions as a conscious prana. That's why it's called vital air. There's no difference between the air obtaining within the stomach and outside of the stomach. There's no difference. The only air element is there everywhere. So it is also there in not only inside the physical bodies, it's there outside also. Vayu is inside and outside. Vayu has no inside and outside. Vayu is inside and outside of all the bodies. In the all the bodies of all living creatures. And this one vital air happening in all the bodies is involved in five different functions and governing five different systems. The only vital air is involved in what? The function of the, it governs the respiratory system as prana. It governs the excretory system as apana. It governs the digestive system as samana. It governs the circulatory system as vyana. It governs the retentive system as udana. Only air, all pervasive air, which obtains outside inside of the bodies, having entered into the bodies as one vital air. governs five different functions as five different prana, for five different systems as five different pranas. And in keeping with the form of the body of a given living creature, Vayu also assumes, seems to be assuming the form of that living, that body. Rupam rupam pratirupaha bhabhova. Vayu also seems to assume various forms in keeping with the various forms it has entered into. Really speaking, Vayu has no form. Vayu does not remain only within the body. Vayu is inside and outside of all the bodies. Though Vayu is involved in five different functions, governing five different systems also, this Vayu is one. In the same way, this Vayu relatively, Vayu, Agni, etc., relative examples, absolutely all pervasive, absolutely only reality is this consciousness implied by the term Atma, which is outside of which nothing exists. This absolutely subtlest, inexplicably subtlest reality, which is of the nature of all pervasive, all accommodative, even accommodative of the all pervasive space also, that Atma, being all pervasive, is there everywhere inside the living beings available for recognition because of its manifestation. Outside of the elements and in non-living things, it is there non-recognizably because it is there as pure reality without its manifestation. And this Atma is one, is absolutely formless, and the Atma is one. As Atma is available for recognition because of its manifestation in all the living beings, all the living beings' bodies are many, we should not mistake Atma to be many. In fact, all these countless number of bodies of countless number of living creatures survive, have the life, because of the blessing of the Atma. But Atma is absolutely formless, one, indivisible, undivided, partless whole. This is the teaching here. Okay? Any questions here? I'm going to stop now. I'm going to go to the next verse, mantra. The following mantra is a very, very beautiful mantra. Very beautiful mantra. And I would like to do it next class. Okay. Before I go to the next mantra, I need to prepare you. I'm going to out of the track and to prepare you for the next mantra. Because this, now what I'm going to say is a very important teaching only, important lesson only. Atma is the reality implied by the term Atma is absolutely untainted, untouched. We need to understand this fact. Untaintedness is the nature of the Atma. Unafflictedness is the nature of the Atma. The light in the presence of which countless number of opaque forms shine, colors shine, the dirt shines, so many varieties of countless number of varieties of opaque things shine in the presence of light. But for light, the world of opaque things will be as good as non-existent. It will be non-existent because it can never come to light. Never can never enjoy the status of being existent without the blessing of the light. What is the blessing of the light? Presence of light itself is the blessing for the world of opaque things. So, the world of opaque things exists only in the presence of the light. And there's no distance between the illumining light and the illumined opaque thing. Illumining is the nature of the light. Illumining is not an action on the part of the light. Illumining is the nature of the light, not an action. Therefore, the illuminator is the light from the standpoint of the illumined world of opaque things. As illumining is not an action, we do not say light is the illuminator. But there's no light, no illuminator other than the light. Therefore, we say illuminator is the light from the standpoint of the opaque things. And there's no physical distance or time distance between illuminator light and the illumined opaque thing. There's no physical distance or time distance. Inseparable. But still, light is not the opaque thing. Light is distinct from the opaque thing. Light is, though not distant from the opaque, light is distinct from the opaque because light is not the opaque thing. The light is not dependent on the opaque thing for its existence because light is not dependent on the opaque thing to come to light. Because light is self-luminous, self-effulgent. Light is of the nature of self-effulgence. No light requires another light to come to light. You need not take a torchlight to see whether the sun is there or not. So any source of light, any source of light is self-luminous. From the standpoint of another source of light. Self-luminous, self-effulgent. Therefore, light is not dependent on an opaque thing to come to light. Being self-luminous, because of its self-luminous nature, because of self-luminosity, is not dependent on opaque thing to come to light. And therefore, it is of the self-existence. Light enjoys its own existence. It is not dependent on opaque thing for its existence. The light is not distant but distinct from the opaque thing. Whereas opaque thing has no light of its own, no luminosity of its own, and it is dependent on the light to come to light, to be illumined. Therefore, it's dependent existence. Dependent existence. And the opaque thing is dependent on the light to come to light. Definitely, it cannot reveal its own existence. Whereas the question of becoming the illuminated. Opaque thing is always opaque. All the world of opaque things comes under the category of the being illumined only. Opaque thing can never become the illuminator. It's always the illumined. There was always dependent on the light to come to light, to shine after the light. Therefore, it is dependent existence only. And this light, though it's inseparably, distancelessly, shines with every opaque thing, being reflected by every opaque thing. The light is absolutely unpolluted, unafflicted, untainted, untouched by the opaque things. Colors, the dirt, forms do not taint, touch the light. Not affected by the light, opaque things. This is the example. Here, everything is here can be reduced to two things. There's a third thing here. Everything that is here can be reduced to two things. What are they? The known world and the knower reality. There's no knower other than reality. And everything other than the reality comes under the category of the known. Knower and the known. There's no third thing here. If at all you talk about instruments of knowledge, that also comes under the category of the known only. Everything here can be reduced to the knower, two factors, knower and the known. And here, the knower is abstract, formless consciousness, formless reality. It's implied with the term consciousness or awareness. The known world is constituted of elements, subtle elements, gross elements, elementals, living beings, non-living things, mobile, immobile beings, actions, functions, the parts of opposites, experience of parts of opposites, all this, which constitute the whole, obtained within the realm of time and space, and including time and space, come under the category of the known world. Everything comes under the category of the known world. And there is no distance, physical distance, time distance between knower consciousness and anything known which forms part of the universe. Nowhere known. Between that, there's no distance at all. There's neither time distance nor spatial distance. What can remove what from what? The known cannot be taken away from the knower consciousness. Knower consciousness cannot be away from the known. They're inseparable. Inseparable. So, though there's no distance, this knower is distinct from the known. And who is this knower? This knower is formless. Knower is abstract. Knower is subtlest reality. The knower, the subtlest reality, is of the nature of knowing. That is why the knower qualification is attributed to it. So knowing is illumining. And illumining is lending existence. Just as the light, by illumining, by its very presence, by its mere presence, sannidhi matrena, it illumines the world of opaque things, thereby brings the opaque things into light, and thereby lends existence to the world of opaque things. Similarly, here, the knower consciousness, by its very nature of knowing, bringing the world of inert material things to light, lends existence to the world. Knower consciousness is not dependent on the known world for its existence, but the known world has no existence at all but for the blessing of the knower consciousness. The known world is very much dependent on the knower consciousness for its existence. So I have to say a few more things, which we will continue in the next class. I have to introduce the following mantra. We'll be doing again the basic kindergarten Dikrishiveka Prakriya also next class. We'll be using it for you to have doubtless understanding of what your Swarupam is, then to understand the teaching of the mantra. Okay? So next day, next class, we'll have big introduction again. We will continue what I introduced today again next class, and we'll see the meaning of the mantra next class. Okay? Shall I stop now? Any questions, any doubts? Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. By the time we complete Kathopanishad, you must have very clear understanding of the Upanishadic teaching. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.